I walk in that ring, I'm walking in there as world's heavyweight champion. I'm walking in there to defend what I hold probably more close than any other man has ever held. This is my life. You've heard your Ric Flairs talk about being cock of the walk. You've heard your Thunderbolt Pattersons. You've heard them all, Ole Anderson. They all talk about being the man. Flair parades around saying that he is the ultimate man. Well, buddy, this is symbolic of being everything that any human being ever wanted to be. That man is Harley Race.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99. It's a podcast with people. I'm a person.
I'm also a human being.
What about you guys?
I'm human adjacent.
I feel like one sometimes.
Oh, shit. That's right. There's more than just Grant and myself.
Everybody's got fingers and toes.
People don't believe that we know people, Grant.
It's a myth, really.
Yeah.
We are to get us in here.
We are sitting here in my Dodge Journey.
Brand new.
Brand fucking new Dodge Journey. Podcast money.
Turn it on, though. Like, are we going to turn it on? Because it's going to get a little warm in here.
I mean, I can,
it's
but...
It's going to get a little warm in here.
It's going to get a little...
It's, I mean, there's four dudes in a fucking car.
Right.
I've done this before.
I'll turn it on for a bit. I'll turn it... You hear...
Yeah. We're just
going to
be sitting here...
We are now joined by air conditioning.
I can't speak for all, but I am not a particularly...
I've seen Kenny's nuts before. I'm not trying to smell them as well.
Right.
I don't need to...
Well, if you've already seen them, you might as well smell them.
I gotta take a piss!
Someone hold my balls!
Don't piss on me. Help me get this out.
Oh, my God.
This is the Blackout Cookout special.
Oh, yeah!
And we are joined by Kenny Royer.
Hey, hey!
And also joining us right now, hanging out with us, is Timmy Shaver.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
All right.
It's nice. It's nice. Somebody actually cares about how I'm doing.
Talking to the people. Not you peasants.
I got the air conditioning on right now. You're probably going to hear that on the show for a little bit, but then I'm going to turn it off.
That airplane air conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fucking wild, dude.
That's yeah.
Where this podcast money went to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good to see them checks going to use.
Yeah.
Them checks.
That's right. All those sponsorships from, what is it, Napa Know How?
Napa Know How!
Thanks, Napa.
I deliver parts to them.
So, we got you here, Kenny. You've been on the show before. We're also talking about last year's Blackout Cookout.
Why are you the only second-time guest?
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Fucking achievement.
Yeah.
If I keep doing this, no one will ever beat me. Let's just start having someone on all the time.
Yeah, got that good lead going.
So,
proud
Black...
of that.
But you're in the lead now.
Yeah. Kenny's the winner.
I think it's going to be between you and Nick Citrone, probably, because there was a lot of stuff we didn't get to talk to that guy about.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's going to end up being another one.
Retired Nick Citrone when you come back on.
What is it with drummers?
We only want drummers. Yeah, we got Wally was a drummer.
That is.
Okay.
He said was, like he's not around.
He was a drummer.
Wally was a drummer. Rest in peace.
I don't know how to tell. So if you're listening, Wally, I don't know how to break this to you, bud.
You're dead.
Listening from the afterlife.
So Kenny, you got a shitload of stuff going on. Not only Blackout Cookout, but first I want to get into the fact your band, Goosed, August 17th, you guys are playing a record release. A record, not CD. Not CD right. Release party.
Actual vinyl.
Actual fucking vinyl.
Wax, baby.
We're putting it on wax. It's Goosed and Persistent Aggressor.
Yeah, oof. Man. They recorded a little after us, but I knew they were going to be coming out close together because Larry had asked us to play when they released theirs, and I knew ours would be coming out soon, so I'm the one that was like, dude, why don't we just do it together, you know? That'd be fucking sweet. make it a little bigger and make it a little more special. So.
And it's kind of like a Blackout Cookout preview, like a pre-show party, because both bands are playing on the Blackout Cookout this year.
Us and Persistent Aggressor are,
You guys are both playing on the second day, right?
Yeah, Saturday, the 7th.
This is the biggest year by far for Boco.
Yeah,
I mean, this is big, big, big.
You guys went from one day to 2 days.
Yeah, man, that was kind of... It's kind of Nate's idea. Nate is the dude that owns the West Side Bowl, who is fucking cool as fuck, dude. And I, if it wasn't for him, this probably just would have stopped, honestly. Because I really had nowhere to go after the Outpost shit went down.
Oh, dude, there's so many places.
Yeah.
Annabelle's easy.
Your house.
Actually, yeah. Actually, someone did suggest Annabelle's. I'm like, dude, really? Like,
if they can do an Akron Death Fest at Annabelle's, they can do a Blackout Cookout.
Maybe,
the
man,
Vortex but... would be a better shot, just because there's more room to cook food and porn.
We're at Mr. Zub's right now. We cook food.
The dude that owns that place is fucking cool as fuck, man. Like, he's just really into the scene, and he was super stoked when I asked him. He's like, I'll do whatever you need me to do. Like, he was really excited. I went there before I made this decision. I went to the club for the first time with me and Bill and Zach from Pillars. Went up there to see Low Pan and Rebreather. Fucking love the venue, dude. And like, I was hanging out after practice one day. I think Stone Tavern Lewis was over hanging with me and Bill, and like, they were both like selling it, man. Like, dude, you should have it at the West Side Bowl. And it made sense, man. It's just huge. The fucking sound is gigantic. Everyone that locally that's played, every touring band that's came through, it's getting a good reputation with hospitality too, and it's happening fast. So, I mean, he's doing a good thing, man. He cares about bands, and he's got his beer list is a mile long. He's got great food. So
I feel like it's the new Nia Bingi.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Honestly, you'd be surprised how many fucking people from Youngstown that I've met have been like, dude, this is like the new Emissions from the Monolith Fest. Yeah. Like, like, you're bringing it back. I'm like, all right, man. I guess. I don't know. It's just, yeah, I mean, it's like there's a crowd in Youngstown for like good fucking heavy music, man. I think, like, you know, someone was saying, I forget who it was talking to or who said it, but it was like, it's good to finally have a place back in Youngstown that doesn't just tolerate, like, punk and metal, a place that, like, welcomes it, you know? Because for a long time, it was like, where can we do this show, or where can we do this show, and who's going to, like, let it happen? Now it's, like, open arms, you know? Fucking anyone can come play there.
The only other place I can remember down in Youngstown in the past decade was a place called The Attic or some shit.
Yeah, there was that, and there was Section 8, the skate park in Hubbard, I think it was.
Wasn't there a place in, like, Niles or something else, or... Struthers? Maybe. One of those fucking places.
That's out there.
I don't know. I remember going to a show in some place. It was like a burger joint upstairs and a club in the basement. I can't fucking remember. That was years ago.
Niles, the Pennsylvania of Ohio.
Yeah. I think I'm confusing Niles with something else out more towards the city, but I don't fucking know. But anyway, yeah, dude, it's going to be fucking huge, dude. I mean, it all came together so well and so easily. And it was announced so early that now it's to the point where, like, I'm, like, looking at the poster being like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to the show. And I'm not like, oh, yeah. Like, it's just hard to believe I fucking had anything to do with it, honestly. But
yeah.
It's just weird. You get, like, it's just, you get so, like, just excited about it as a fan that, like, kind of just overlook that you've... have shit tons of work to do, and you're probably gonna shoot yourself.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's great that you still have that like little kid feeling about a show, and it's a show mm-hmm. that you're throwing. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
It's really cool, man.
And this is, you know, year 10. You've been doing this for a decade.
That's fucking
and, like,
crazy, dude.
After the first one, you were like, "I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna do it." And then you did another one, and we're all like, "You gotta keep going because we like ribs."
We talked about the ribs. Yeah, yeah. Last time on the podcast, about how
dope ass mac and cheese.
How I said I got to a certain point, I'm like, "Well, we gotta do 10 now." Like, made it this far, dude. Speaking of food, man, I'm not doing barbecue this year.
What?
Yeah.
What?
This was a big decision I had to make, man.
Oh, what?
Because
Grant's not going now.
Yeah, this
can
is
crazy.
He's like,
oh,
he's like peeking over my shoulder.
Okay, so
like,
check it out.
What are you talking about?
You have my attention.
Check it out. The kitchen there is really good, dude. Like, they have great fucking pizza and like fucking all kinds of shit. But it's like, Dude, that was like a lot of fucking extra money and a lot of work that now I don't have to worry about.
That's fine. That's
take true. Away, like, I don't want to take away business from Nate and his fucking kitchen, you know, staff. What and
yeah,
just
I mean, if he's got food there, what are you gonna do?
I mean, it's just it just makes sense to me, dude.
Smoker.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock
dude, there's
in the morning.
Been there's been people already saying that, like, dude, I'll bring a fucking pull behind smoker, you know? Like, I don't know. We've even talked about doing some special like pulled pork shit, whatever, just something small. But like, it just made sense to fucking work with what the bar already had. I can concentrate any kind of money and attention on fucking bands, because really that's always been the most important thing, I feel.
Yeah.
It's the biggest
year for bands. I didn't even think about the food when I looked at the lineup. I wasn't even like, well, okay. what am I going to be eating? I mean, maybe the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese.
I mean, I always kind of think of the food.
The fat dude.
I bring mac and cheese.
Beef and pork and shit. It's like the...
I knew this was going to
be. That's your cheat day?
That's like my
it's his one cheat day?
Exactly.
I don't take it out on pigs all year long so that I can fucking just devour pork at this
he's
one
the bane of swine one day
show.
A fucking year.
Dude, we'll devour
I
some pork.
I can't
pork
even all the time. I'm fucking 40 plus. I'm going to die eventually.
I mean, I knew it was going to be like a fucking, people are going to be like, what, dude? It's been like the entire thing. It's called a cookout.
It's called a cookout.
I'm like, well, I'm not changing the name, dude. Like, goddamn, I fucking.
The blackout hangout? Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Blackout
blowout. Yeah, yeah, right?
I fucking worked too hard to fucking have
blackout
that shit.
Strikeout.
So will there be bowling there?
Yeah, dude. There's,
oh, my God. That's, see, that, okay. That kind of balances yeah, yeah, yeah. it out.
So
totally,
check this
100%.
Shit out, dude.
I feel like I bowl better with barbecue.
This fucking
like
place that. Is an old school.
Bring a bottle and just smear it on your shit.
There's this. The place was like a bowling alley that was built, like, I don't know, I think in the 50s or something.
Yeah, it's like Italians.
It's like an old, like, everything in there is like old school. It's like fucking hooks and pulleys and nothing's digital, like mm-hmm. the lanes, and they all work and shit. And, like, there's only, like, one guy that knows how to fucking fix the shit, you know? And, like, it's fucking cool as fuck. So there's, like, I forget how many lanes there are, but I think the last six on the right side, if you're looking towards a bowling alley, he peeled all those lanes up and built a fucking stage out of the wood.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, like, the stage is right there, like, it's like you're facing out to, like, where the bowlers would be. So on the one part of the club, there's the stage, which, I mean, that's like a 500-cap room. It fucking sounds awesome. And then you have, like, fucking bowling alleys, like, all the rest of the way down. So, like, yeah, if you wanted to bowl during any of the fucking show, you can.
Bowl while you're playing?
You could try.
You know there's definitely going to be somebody like one of the band. What band? Let's figure it out. I'm going to say Wall Creeper is going to be the band that bowls while they're doing a show. There's going
to
be one band doing that
shot,
for
dude,
sure.
I'd love to see it.
I don't think Buddy's coming out, but Buddy's the bowler. And Buddy's like
that
sort
of piece of shit.
He's been on my ass fucking about this being on Youngstown since I announced
yeah.
it.
He didn't go when it was a kid. What the fuck?
That's
did
what
he?
I said.
He did.
He was there last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's been there the past year.
He's been
year.
Through. Yeah. I don't know if it was, I think 2 years ago, like Corey and Bob and him all rolled through. I think the whole band came through.
Also, I know I talked to Corey.
He's also certified to work on all those bowling machines with all them fucking stupid parts.
Yeah, well, fuck, dude. He should go get a job there.
So Buddy can just talk.
Yeah, man, when
all
Nate was
right.
telling
go
me about
hey, buddy,
the place...
How does that work? And then there's an hour.
He's like, the guy that worked here before, like, I bought it. Like, I hired him back because it's like, this was like the only guy that knows how to work on this fucking shit. Because it's not like, it's all fucking old school shit. It looks cool as fuck, too. You watch, like, the pins come down and shit. You're like, damn. But, yeah, dude, cool stuff, man. The fucking venue's badass. Like, everyone I tell to go there, once they go, they're like, dude, that place is fucking legit, man. Like, and there's a basement room that's like a 200-cap room. Fucking cool as fuck down there. There's a full bar down there. Like, I mean, you can have, like, you know, whatever, small punk shows down there. And, like, you can have the big sound up. He's just got a really cool thing going on there, man. It's just starting to be on, like, a rotation of, like, touring bands, dude. Everyone's coming through there now. He's getting some awesome shows. Fucking Brant Bjork's coming there.
I don't know who that is.
He is the drummer from Kaius. But
oh, okay.
Now he plays guitar in his own band, and they're fucking sweet. I saw him one time. It was, like, at the Odeon. I think it was COC, Brant Bjork. Forget who else was on the bill. I actually went with Bo McGranahan. I think Saviors was on it. But, dude, Brant Bjork was... I mean, he's fucking badass. And that's just a big deal, I think, to have him come through there. He plays fucking all over the place.
Did Bo talk to you about the Black Crowes when you were there?
Yeah.
He loves that band. What's up, Bo?
Bo from the Rock Savages podcast.
And what's that band? Burn Blue Sky. Here, I'm just going to crack down. I'm going to turn this on and just crack some windows.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, I got to put my... I'm still getting used to this. New car. Getting used to this.
Oh, look at this. It's not one of them pussy cars with the fucking stupid kid.
Your kids can fall out of this bitch.
Your kids can jump out of
there. Oh, they have. They have. They have. They're cool like that.
Stupid pussy cars with their stupid pussy windows.
My kids ain't no bitch.
That's what he said when he bought this. He's like, okay, don't give me the pussy window car.
Yeah.
I want the car that will pull the herb.
I want the thing that my toddler can just lunge herself out on at any given time.
Oh, that'll teach him.
I want to pay for a vehicle that is the physical embodiment of natural selection on four fucking
wheels. They're like, here, this Dodge Journey is for you. All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this whole thing. You got bands playing. You got...
Meat and potatoes? I just said there's no fucking
barbecue. Let's meat and potatoes.
Is Lacey making her macaroni and cheese?
Fucking...
For you?
Christ!
She has no reason to, man.
Christ!
Maybe I can talk her into it. I don't know.
Grant, just pay her some money now. Just pay her. Just be like, hey, would you please bring some macaroni and cheese?
Would you be cool?
Yeah.
So who we got playing on night one? Because the first day, it's not all day, right? It's not an all day. Is it starting like later?
Yeah, Friday it starts a little later in the day, like 4-ish, I think. So Inner Arma. I don't know if you guys know them. They're from Richmond. It's just fucking brutal ass, like blackened sludge death metal. Like masters of the fucking slow build, just straight brutality. They're fucking so cool. I'm so stoked to have them playing. I've been trying to get those guys for like the past 3 years, and it finally worked out, so. Yeah.
Stephen Colbert.
Right.
So they got some Stephen Colbert publicity. Yeah. I actually checked out some of their shit live, and yeah, they were fucking heavy
as
shit.
Yeah, they're fucking cool, dude. I think a lot of people who don't, if you haven't seen them, are going to be fucking blown away, because I know I was when I saw them. I saw them actually... By the pool at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas at Psycho Fest, and it was fucking badass.
I saw like when you made the announcement, there was a lot of people that are like way more into underground heavy metal music than I am, like fucking just getting boners for Inner Arma and this other band, Brain Tentacles.
Yeah,
Brain Tentacles, man. It's one of Aaron Dallison's bands, you know, from Keel Hall, Axioma, just Cleveland fucking badass. Dude from Yakuza, like, there's a fucking sax in the fucking band. It's a 3-piece. It's just fucking cool as fuck.
Fucking tits, dude. I saw them in the double back in the shotgun days.
Yeah, dude, it's just cool ass music, dude. I saw them. Last time they played a couple shows. They played at the fucking, it's called the Funhouse now. I forget what it was called before. It's been so many things, but they played there on the floor. It's fucking sweet. Just a fucking all-around badass band, dude. Aaron's so fucking cool, dude. And, like, you know, I always like to get one of his bands at least on the show because he's just a good fucking dude. And he knows a lot of fucking people, so he helps out, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's fucking toured everywhere. Homewrecker.
Eagle. Never heard of them. Never heard of them. Never heard of that band.
Eagle, tell us about Homewrecker, man.
They are fucking awesome. They're a Cleveland band. They're very, very heavy. Very popular, a very popular band, and I like them a lot.
Awesome,
that's
dude.
All anybody ever needs to know
it's
about
like
Homewrecker.
Fucking... They're Friday and Saturday. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh no, 100%, dude. Homewrecker was the one band that you leaked to me that I was excited. Yeah. I was ready to go to the Blackout Cookout just based off that.
You got mad because I didn't tell you anyone else.
You especially the big, yeah. I was really mad because Bobby Clark was right next to you, knowing the whole time that he's going to be on the fucking bill, reuniting a band that I've been begging for him to reunite for the past 3 years since they split
really
up.
Yeah. Want to get really pissed?
I was so pissed.
Kenny told me that night, too.
You fuck! What the shit, dude?
Hey,
I mean, I'm fine being lower on the totem pole than Timmy, but like,
don't tell Eagle
is a bullshit thing. That's a dick move.
I'm pretty sure Tim was like, if you see Eric, do not tell him Fully Consumed is playing.
Do not let him know. Fuck him. In fact, when you announce it, block the announcement on Facebook from him. Do not let him see.
I know, man. I've known Tim a long time, and I've seen Fully Consumed with him a fucking 100 times, so. I just felt like I needed
to
know.
It's fair.
Shotgun Sodomy, and Shotgun Sodomy was fucking awesome.
Okay, so Child Bite.
Get that band on the boat.
From Detroit.
Fucking loved it.
Child Bite is fucking sweet. It's like noisy ass punk rock, fucking just cool ass shit. Dude, they played Cleveland a bunch. I mean, everyone's gonna fucking enjoy them. The dude that sings in that band used to throw Berserker Fest in Detroit. It was a huge festival. It was really cool. A lot of cool bands. Homewreckers played that before. Yeah, so I'm stoked for them. They kind of jumped on like later on after I'd announced it, and it was like I really can't fucking turn these guys down. You know, they're doing a tour around the show with Brain Tentacles, so I was like, obviously I am put them on. You know,
right.
And they're fucking the shit. Album is a Youngstown band, fucking just straight up fucking balls out rock heavy metal, fucking nice ass guys, fun band. I needed to get Youngstown bands on it, man. You know, how fucked up would it be if I just threw a show there and didn't have any bands on Youngstown?
I love the thought this man puts into it. I do. I absolutely love the thought that you put into your festivals and shit. Because when I'm going through the list, like, I'm like, he's thinking this shit out so strategically.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like, I got, like, two of the Rebreather's playing tonight, too. So, I got, like, two of, like, the bigger, like, you know, bands that have been around a while from Youngstown, one on each night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense to do that, you know? Am I just keeping going through this whole list?
I mean, I mean, you can skip past Bridesmaid. Nobody wants to hear about Bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
Bridesmaid's been on the how many times have they been on Blackout Cookout?
This might be the fourth year. They're just one of those bands that I just wanted. They're just so fucking fun and
so
badass.
So fucking fun.
Like, it's like now I feel like they're like another low pan. Like, I don't want to not have them now.
Right.
And they're fucking like some of our best fucking friends, you know, like as far as band wise, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking that that comparison to Lopan, where it's just kind of like there are like a few essentials.
Yeah,
that needs to be on.
I was actually talking to Scott. They played at Westside Bowl not long ago. It was like Rebreather, Lopan, and Frail, and someone I can't fucking remember, but yeah, I was talking to Scott at the bar, and he was saying like, you know, those guys always say like, this is like the only show we do every year where everyone's always like, fuck yeah, all in, you know? It's usually like, you know, should we do this show? Do you want to do this show? Like, and they play a lot of cool fucking shit. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm, like, honored by that, you know? And I was just like, well, thanks for playing all these years, you know? And he's like, well, now it'd be weird if we didn't play. I'm like,
right.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of, 100%. You guys got Modem?
Modem, yeah, dude. Fucking Modem, dude. Matt Young, fucking, those dudes are the shit, man. We played a bunch with them. We went down to Columbus with them and played a show. They're fun, dude. They're fun dudes.
Yeah,
awesome fucking band.
I've been listening to they shit on the band camps. Go to band camp, go and get yourself some Modem. They just put out shit not too long ago.
Daggers is another band I want to talk about. They're from Youngstown, dude. They're playing, so how I set it up was the whole show's going to be upstairs on the big sound. Because the stages are, like, ones up, you have to, like, walk far to get to the second one. I'm like, I don't want to fucking bounce back and have people like, I gotta fucking, you know, walk.
It's a lot of big, sweaty, bearded dudes.
And, like, people are just eventually going to be like, fuck that, I'm not going to keep doing this. So,
right.
It's like, having everything on the big stage upstairs, and then, like, after the headliners, like, after Inner Armor on Friday, we're going to have, like, a fucking punk rock pool party in the fucking basement, have two bands each night, like, after the headliner. So, night one is going to be Modem and Daggers, and then night two is going to be Wild Wings, who's from Youngstown, and Cheap Heat, who's playing tonight.
Yeah.
Cheap Heat. Nice.
Cheap Heat, who I'm going
to
actually...
I didn't even know about,
talking
dude.
To them tonight on the podcast.
Like, I had messaged you and Larry Gargas both, and I was like, dude, what's like a wild band that would like have an awesome party show? I want to get like a band that will play like late in the basement and like get people riled up. And you guys both said Cheap Heat. So,
oh shit.
I was like, well,
you asked the two diehard wrestling fans. You know,
Yeah, so, yeah, actually, I'm sticking around tonight for them, so.
Hell yeah. Awesome. You've never seen them before live?
I have not. I've listened to it on Bandcamp. It's cool. But yeah, like I said, they're the only band on here I knew nothing about and just went by your guys' words. So.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome, Blackout Cookout.
Yeah,
I've now officially made my stamp.
Does that make up for not telling you about Fully Consumed?
No. No, it does not. We'll work on it. We'll work on that one.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Fully Consumed, dude.
Yes, Fully Consumed on day two, reuniting one of my personal favorite death metal band. I've gone to the Akron Death Fest just to see those dudes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even like the years I wasn't going to show, like really going to a lot of shows at all.
Show up and see Fully Consumed.
Dude, I always check it out, Fully Consumed.
I think Fully Consumed is the band I've played with the most been in other bands.
Yeah, yeah, I've played with them a lot, and I've seen them so many fucking times. Like, dude, they used to, when I was in the Arsenal, man, we'd play with them all the fucking time. Like, our bands were polar opposites, but we were just good fucking friends, and it was just, we played a shit ton of shows with those guys. And like I said, like, I have seen them so many fucking, probably more than like any band. Like,
yeah.
Probably, yeah. Same.
Not a fan.
You don't like them. I know.
Fuck you, Matt.
It's not heavy enough.
It's too slow.
It's weird. So, like, yeah, I'm like, it actually started out as a joke on Facebook. Like, well, I just commented on something like, someone was talking shit about a Fully Consumed reunion and like in a thread that Matt was in, and I just said, come back in September and play Boko. And like that was it. And then I got like a direct message like a day later. He's like, we'll come do it. I'm like, fuck yeah. He's like, me and Christy will like make our vacation around coming home and getting Fully Consumed back together. I was like,
so
fuck yeah.
Somebody on a random thread mentions it. You call him out on it. But me and Eagle talking about it for fucking 3 years.
3 years since the very first episode.
You could not fully weaponize. You could not fully weaponize the fan base of keeping it 99.
And Boca, like,
to get fucking Fully Consumed back together. But Kenny, it's a random ass thread.
To be fair, he's got a shotgun full of Boko.
I think what it did it is, like, you know, just obviously those guys have played the show before and they all had such a blast. Like, ton and Fully Consumed, so they always said it was, like, one of their favorite shows, so what better fucking time to get back together.
It's like everybody's favorite show. Every year, we look forward to it. January, we all look forward to it. Barbecue. It's not gonna be
that. I fucking appreciate everyone so much, man. It's just fucking...
I'm glad you didn't give up on it, because I remember...
So am I, dude.
You know, for the first few years, every time. I'm not gonna do
this. Dude, especially this year, dude, after the Outpost shit, I was like, fuck, dude. I'm definitely not doing it at the Outpost with someone that's not Joe, you know?
Right.
So that was just out the window away.
The home of it kind of fell apart. Home base.
I kind
of
feel like this is going to take it to another level, though, man. Just sometimes it takes a little bit of change to, like, jumpstart something, you know? I think it might do a little better. And just, dude, since the moment I fucking, like, announced this, like, the feedback has been crazy, dude. Like, it's just, I've been getting so much fucking love, and the show's been getting so much love, and just fucking, it's so fucking cool, dude. Like, thank everyone so much, man. Like, just come out. Like, just come out, man. Make it fucking huge. Let's keep doing it forever.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
You got big business headlining day two.
I do.
Big business.
Now look, that was the first name that I seen was Big Business, and I was like, oh shit. And then I scrolled down
and seemed fully consumed, and then my excitement took over. I was like, oh my! Dude,
when you wrote the comp, you wrote like, what the fuck? And I read it in your voice, and I just laughed so hard.
It's hard not to hear your voice.
Yeah, dude, that just fucking big business, like, I just emailed their manager, dude, like I would any other band. I'm like, are they going to be interested in doing a festival around this time? And he's like, yes, they are. And I was like, oh, well.
Well, fuck, that was pretty easy.
I always got to come with, like, this is getting easier and easier every year with the more, like, bigger bands that play, like, but I always feel like I have to be like, these are the bands that have played my festival. I'm not some like fucking jokester from the Midwest being like, hey, get your fucking huge band to come to my...
I ain't no bitch of a festival fucking promoter.
So like, yeah, it's just, you know, like that's it. But I don't know, man. It was really easy to get them. And, I mean, anyone's easy if you fucking give them money, dude.
True.
So yeah, so Big Business. Big Business is a band that's been around for well over a decade now. It's just a two-piece now. Like, they've gone through different periods of having like a guitar player and stuff, but they're back to being a two-piece. Their last record, which you've been bumping a lot, I know that, Kenny.
Yeah, dude.
Goddamn, dude. Right? Like, seriously.
It's no, so good. It's so good, it's so dude. Good. It's
so fucking good. Fucking good. Big Business is so fucking good.
It's just like, I want you guys to try, if you can, to make it to a show there before this, just so you can hear the sound in that place, because when you fucking see Big Business in that room, it's going to be fucking...
It's going to be Big Business.
Yeah, it's going to be big, it's gonna be big business, dude. No, it's going to be fucking huge, and it's going to sound so good, man. Like, just the thunder in that room, everything's crystal fucking clear.
Yeah.
The dude that fucking runs sound there, he tours with... forget the name of their band now. I'm an asshole. But the band that was on tour with Tool last time, they toured with the Melvins. I forget their fucking name. Sorry. But, yeah, he tours with them and runs sound. So the dude knows his fucking shit, man. Like, his name's Bill Lauer. He plays in a band called Lake Lake. They're playing, too. But, yeah, the dude knows his shit, man. And he knows how to work that system in there. And it's huge, and it's big, and it's loud. And
it's gonna be,
it sounds good.
It's going to be pretty great. Yeah, Big Business, I've told you before. They're one of my 10 favorite. I would put them on my top 10. If I had a top 10 list, one of my 10 favorite bands. Fucking Cody, the drummer, he was in a band called Murder City Devils, which was fucking huge back in the day. Kind of like vegan metal or rock or whatever they are. But yeah, they were fucking huge. And it's a bass player, not a guitar player.
Right.
And he's just got Jared's got like this distorted bass.
I was getting pumped up just watching, like, after I actually like locked him in, I just got so pumped and just watched like their YouTube videos for like 2 days in a row. Just like, this is going to be fucking so cool. You know, like,
I fanboy out on him and like watch interviews, and I'm always just like, oh, Jared's so funny. And so now when I'm there, if I see them like eating food or just hanging out, I'm going to have to leave for a while.
Are you
going
to try to, like, I'm gonna change pants and half-eaten French fry?
Yeah, dude. Ask if you can dip something in their ranch.
I don't know. I wonder if I can just hide this little podcast machine, like, in my shirt and just, like, have a conversation with them and be like, got you, bitches. You're on my show. Just like we did with Torch last year. Just fucking.
Dude, they're going to, I just saw online, Torch is going to be on the fucking, Seth, what the fuck is that dude's name?
Seth Meyers?
Seth Meyers show, yeah.
Oh, shit. They're going to
be on fucking TV.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that.
That new album fucking crushes, dude. I went and saw him at Knowledge Class. It was fucking badass. That new shit's like, it's poppy. I mean, they've always had that poppy element to them, you know? Like, it's catchy as fuck, but, like, new shit's, it's weird music, dude. It's like poppy hooks, but the guitars are just so fucking heavy, dude. It's like, God,
I had sex with the album. It's really good.
Yeah, it is really good, it's really good. I've been fucking digging on it.
They're fans of ours. They played our whole show.
Yeah, they played our whole show.
They were like, want to do background music for you guys. And we were like, that's cool.
We were like, don't.
This is the longest sound check of all time. I'm like, well, it's not really a sound check. They're practicing. Like,
yeah.
their guitar or their singer lives in Los Angeles, and the rest of the band lives in Miami. So, like, that was like their jam before the show. But yeah, that was fucking awesome getting to watch that. Like, oh, just come practice at the Outpost, dude.
Yeah, just come
I'll
practice.
Just sit there and watch you.
I'll just watch you practice. We're best friends now.
BFFs.
You got Ken Mode on the show?
Ken Mode, dude. They're from, what is it? Winnipeg or Ontario? I get, like...
They're Canadian.
Yeah.
Foreigners.
Is Ontario like a state? Or is it... That's not a city.
Right? It's a province.
I don't know shit about Canada, man. Sorry, Canadians.
It's up there somewhere.
But yeah, they're from up there, dude. They're fucking cool as fuck. They're brutal as shit. They wrote one of my all-time favorite albums ever called The Trench. It's one of my, like, front-to-back, like, favorite albums all time. They have a shit ton of albums, actually, but it's a three-piece. A drummer and guitar player singer are two brothers who are also accountants. And they're one of the most brutal fucking live bands in existence. That's another band I'm so pumped up to see on that fucking sound, man. Just, and like, man, like, they don't come around very often too, so I think a lot of fucking people are gonna come out for that. So I'm really excited for them.
I'm gonna just bunch these next two bands together: Wall Creeper and Persistent Aggressor, two Akron bands.
Right.
I go out of my way to see both of those.
Akron hardcore, right?
Yeah,
there, man.
They play right down here in the Highland Square area all the time.
Fucking A.
All the time. In fact, Larry's DJing some punk shit tonight. I'm gonna go see him.
Wall Creeper just played the other night.
Yeah, and right. I got a can of beer thrown at my throat.
How did that happen? What is the story?
So I'm standing at the back of the bar. Wall Creeper's playing up at the front of the bar, and it's
that
just
was the upstairs bar, right?
Yeah, upstairs bar, and there's a good amount of people there for Wall Creeper, and I'm just standing in the back watching, kind of like just admiring how good they are. And next thing I know is I see people just start moving their heads to the right and to the left, like getting the fuck out of the way of something. And I see this thing just coming at me. And before I could even go, what the fuck? Like, it just hits me in the throat, falls on the ground, and beer starts spilling out of this thing. And I go, did I just get hit in the throat? I look at my buddy Steve. I go, did I just get hit in the throat with a can of beer? He's like, you did. And I go, this is your first punk show? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, welcome to your first punk show. I was like, holy shit. Somebody just shut
the fuck. I'm surprised no one brought firecrackers up there, honestly.
Oh, really?
Seemed like it would have been a fireworks show.
Firecrackers are fine as long as there's no bottle rockets.
Right. Fucking, what's the name of that fucking place? It was this place Inoculation used to play all the time. It was just this little, like, nasty punk house. It was, like, DIY as fuck. Every time somebody played there, there was some motherfucker with bottle rockets.
Oh, man.
As a matter of fact, if you watch the video that Inoculation did, you will see some of those fucking firecrackers going off near a guitarist's head.
That shit gets out of hand, man. I didn't grow up going to punk shows, so, like, you know, I was a metalhead. So that shit trips me out, man. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm into it. If I'm drunk enough, I'm like, yeah, give me one to light off.
You didn't get in a punk based off the, like, the whole Cliff Burton and the Misfits shirt thing. Like,
I was actually never really into punk at all. Like, I like a lot of it, but, like, I didn't grow up listening to it, so I'm not like a diehard punk.
It's not part of your DNA and shit, right? Yeah,
I mean,
that's fair. Our
band operates like under punk rock, like fucking.
They
ethics,
like,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say, like, there is like that kind of crossover in that thing, like, where, like, I'll tell people that they're punk rock, not because they sound like
right.
They're punk rock.
Oh,
because,
yeah, we're
like,
definitely, like,
just that DIY
definitely
fucking
punk rock, like, and the way, like, we run our shit, you know? Like, but it's just, like,
the fuck the system mentality and dude.
Yeah, like, I just didn't grow up being a punk, man. But I love it. I love the shit out of it. The older I've gotten, the more I've gotten into hardcore music, which is completely opposite of everyone, I think. But
yeah. A Persistent Aggressor, in my opinion, they might be, like, the best hardcore band around here today.
They sound so good, dude.
I still haven't seen those guys.
Oh, my God.
I wish they were playing tonight. Fuck.
I know. We should yell at Larry. Be like, what the fuck, dude? You're playing records for people?
Their album dropped today. Ours is gonna, like, actually, I'm working on it. Ours, as soon as this is over,
they only have black vinyl, though. If they had, like, a splatter or maybe a multicolor vinyl.
They might be
maybe
a better
some
band.
Kind of, like, white vinyl limited edition with red dots, like it's blood. If they had that, maybe I'd get it.
Pussies.
Black vinyl? Blah.
Yeah.
It's almost like all you care about is the music.
Oh, black vinyl's the best quality.
Look at this pussy caring about his art. Quality.
It's almost like they don't have a $2,000 to spend. But yeah, their record dropped today on all the streaming platforms and to order offline. Ours is going to too, but you know, I just have to do it later.
Yeah.
There's dropped at like 12:01 a.m. I'm like, all right. Well,
wow.
I'm gonna be at work in the morning.
That's pretty damn, like.
You should play some of that.
That's persistent. That's
you should play some of that, like right now.
Some Persistent Aggressor.
We're like an intermittent aggressor.
You guys want to listen to some Persistent Aggressor right now?
Yeah.
Degrassi. That was it. You just heard it. It was good.
I fucked it
That's
up.
Amazing.
Time machine.
You didn't fuck it up.
Time machine.
You didn't fuck it up,
Liz. Dude, that was a great song. Coming up next, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
It was a great song. It was a American girl. This has been Tom Petty's greatest hits.
You remember when he died?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that sucked.
Yeah, it was sad. That was like one of those people where like he came around a million times and you were just like, well, for me, I'll see him next time.
I'll see him at Rip Fest.
Then he dies and you're like, fuck, I never went.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker's been alive forever.
That was exactly me. I was like, motherfucker, I didn't get to see him live. He was 70 something. Like,
yeah. Dude, I'll never get to have that moment and be like, let's roll another joint with, like, looking at your buddy, like, going, remember when we were in middle school?
Yeah, dude, he was talking about smoking weed.
Yeah.
You know that song, Mary Jane's Last Dance, was about smoking weed? We had Team Go.
That video was so weird, the Mary Jane's Last Dance with Kim Basinger, all, like,
Is
fucking...
Is that who the corpse was?
Yeah, she was all dead.
Let's get Kim Basinger to play the body.
The Don't Come Around Here No More video was the best one. That used to fuck with me when I was young.
Oh, that was all,
she
like...
was cake. It was when Alice was cake.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with the Mad Hatter. Yeah. Damn, he's got a lot of good videos, man.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Tom Petty videos all that much.
Oh, you
God
remember
damn
that?
It.
Remember that one?
No.
Where Alice from Alice in Wonderland was, and he was the Mad Hatter.
Come around
and
no
and she was made of cake, and
I'm not
like
a huge
drinking.
Tom Petty fan.
Hey, and they're cutting Alice up, and she's cake.
Yeah,
she's all like, "Oh my God!"
They're all just eating Alice. Like, it's fucking. It's pretty.
I'll take your word for
it. It's almost. It's kind of Cannibal Corpse esque, like as far as the video goes.
Yeah,
like,
just without you know blast beats and anything that makes Cannibal Corpse interesting.
Oh well.
It was like a
Tom Petty would make him interesting.
Oh, yeah.
If he was a Cannibal Corpse, hey,
down the tree.
Holy shit!
Hey, real quick, are you a corpse grinder guy or are you a Barnes?
I like old Barnes.
Okay. Are you a Six Feet Under dude?
The first, I dig the shit out of their first two albums. Then they just kind of went like. Straight downhill after that, because the main reason I liked their first two albums, because it was essentially Obituary 2.0, and at the time I was like huge into fucking Obituary.
See, I wanted to ask you, because you are like the death metal expert.
I won't tell you, I won't go that
well,
far.
Well,
yeah.
You know more
way
than,
more than us.
You're top shelf death metal dude.
Yeah.
I was never a singer of a band called Shotgun Sodomy.
If I had any questions ever about death metal, I would go to you.
Yeah.
You in high regard,
if I am top shelf death metal, that's like the Dollar General of the fucking death metal store.
Has Cannibal Corpse ever fallen off with you? Have you ever been like, they ever put out something where you're like, hmm?
The first album with Corpse Grinder, and I like a couple of their more recent ones, like, Kill. I wasn't crazy about that one.
Yeah.
Which is weird because a lot of people are, and I just don't fucking get
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I sort of feel good because I was going to be like, that's my favorite one. As soon as he said that, I was like, I'm such a bitch. When he said it, like, I was like, oh man, I really
You're one of those
enjoyed
so
that.
Many people he was talking about.
That fucking yeah, really. Make Them Suffer song and shit. Shit was cool.
Which was the 6 Feet Under album that had like 420 on it and
that was,
War
Is
Coming? I liked that one.
That was. Fucking, that was the first one. Haunted, I think?
Yeah.
That's the first one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Haunted was, like, kind of big when that shit came out. I remember, like...
It was a good shit. And I like 420. I just hate his, like, weird clean vocal thing that he does in that song.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird.
Like, that just comes out of the gate heavy as fuck, that
It does,
that
it
album.
Does. That song, Lycanthropy, is dope as fuck, dude. I still jam that one.
Yeah, that's good shit. I think I might have got that from, like, Columbia House or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you still
owe
him back for you.
Still owe him money. One of these days. All right, you got Lopan on the second day.
Lopan.
Lopan has been there.
Since year three.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is their 11th out of the 10 shows that they've been playing.
They should go back into prehistory.
Lopan is a
they're on tour right now with Crowbar and Corrosion of Conformity.
How fucking insane is that?
I know, dude, that's fucking crazy.
They're on tour with Corrosion of Conformity
and Crowbar.
And Crowbar.
Yeah, dude.
Odd fucking... Fellows Rest.
Props, dude. They're like the hardest working dudes in showbiz. I swear to God, dude. They fucking hustle their ass off. And they deserve all those big tours.
It's super nice. Grant, I've talked about it before. It's just so nice finally seeing them get their due.
Oh, yeah, because those guys like, deserve every bit of what they got.
Yeah, they're just as good as anybody else. They're just as professional. Like, they're just, to see them be able to get on a bill.
I think it was actually Mike Dean from COC who, like, wanted to bring them. So
oh,
it wasn't
wow.
just like, oh, the manager got us this tour. It was like, no, they wanted us to come with them.
Dude, that's
so that's even cooler,
awesome.
You know?
He seen the fucking Chichen Itza video and was like, those guys!
Yeah.
We want to hang out with those guys.
I mean, what's that got to be like a fan of... Because you know Lopan is a fan of Crowbar and COC. Like those influences are deep in there. And it's like when the dudes that made the Deliverance album ask you to go on the road with them.
Dude, Jeff Martin, like on Facebook, that's the singer from Lopan, said like, yeah, Kirk Weinstein commented on my vocals tonight. No big deal. You know? Like, it's like, holy shit. I mean, it's just got to be surreal, man. But they, like, keep, like... I mean, dude, they just keep climbing, man. Their tours are getting better. Like, their fan base is getting bigger.
They make great music.
And they fucking carry the torch for Ohio, man. They fucking go all over the fucking world. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fucking Rebreather's playing Saturday. Also, a Youngstown staple, dude. Like, they've been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
They used to play all the Emissions Fest. Like, they're the pride of fucking Youngstown, dude, when it comes to heavy music, dude.
Yeah, they've been around for a minute.
They fucking, everyone loves them, and they're gonna be awesome. Huge. Microwaves is a fucking weirdo noise rock band from Pittsburgh that is, I think you'll really like, dude. They're
really?
Fucking, like, odd. Like, it's weird, dude. Just watch them. They're heavy as fuck and really cool. Shit, dude. Brujas del Sol, that is a psych band from Columbus. Adrian Zambrano from Brujas del Sol actually used to play in Lopan. He was the guitar player before Chris. He played one of the cookouts, I believe.
Yeah, definitely did.
Matter of Planets are also some friends from Youngstown. They played the cookout where someone fucking flaked. I forget who the fuck it was.
And who does that? Who flakes on the biggest show of the year?
I forget, but someone did. So I had that come up. So then I was like, now I kind of feel like you guys were just a replacement. Like, I want to actually invite you to come back, you know? And they're good friends of mine, too. Shit, man. Black Spirit Crown. Those dudes are from Cleveland. That's just like classic fucking doom. Dan Simone, the singer, he runs the Doomed and Stone Festival that we just played like last weekend.
How'd that go?
It was cool, man. It was a cool spot. Now that Chris Bentley and his wife have like taken over ownership of Buzzbin, it's like it's pretty cool now, man. They're like working pretty hard to make it a legit spot. Like they had a roof built out back over the outside stage. And, I don't know, it's just really cool, man. Like, seeing bands play outside in downtown Canton was a trip, man. Like, Bridesmaid played at, like, 9 o'clock in downtown Canton. That's it funny. Was fucking awesome. I was, like, laughing, just because I'm like, you can probably hear this for so far right now.
And everybody's like, what the fuck is that?
Those dudes just roll out with those cabinets, like, what the fuck? Who else want to talk about? Something is Waiting is a Chicago band. My friend Eddie Gobo plays in, he used to be in a band called Jarred Loose. I met those guys. They were on tour with a band called The Swan King, which is Dallas Thomas, the guitar player from Pelican. They were looking for a show in Akron and somehow got a hold of my, DM my band page. And, we played with them at Old Hans Tavern, like before it closed, dude. So, and then Herb got to use Dallas's fucking like guitar cab and was like a fucking fanboying out about it. Like, this is Pelican's guitar cab, man. He still talks about it to this day. And they came back and stayed at our place and fucking.
You remember that time? Wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, dude, just what, remember?
Costa Casanova are our friends from Washington, D.C. We just played with them on Friday.
They're with Sweaty
awesome.
Mammoth, right?
With Sweaty Mammoth.
My favorite
Sweaty
band
Mammoth
in the
road,
world.
Dude. It was awesome, man. Dude, we had such a blast with those guys. I mean, it was only just to D.C. and back. We went down to D.C., played Friday, and then came back and played Doom and Stone on Saturday. And, like, later on in the evening on Saturday, like, Nate was a little fucking buzzed up, and me and him were talking, and he's like, dude, I got the fever. I want to go out on the road. Like, he's like, you know, I'm like, it's so fun to tell him about it. He's like, I can already tell, man, like, I want to keep going out. I want to go back for more. I'm like, yeah, that's usually what happens, man.
Yes, we've been telling you that forever, Nate. We've been telling them forever.
I got
go
been
on
out,
tour.
Like Mike Shea, like we've been like you obviously used to play in the Arsenal. So mm-hmm. like you know he's been out. We used to go out for like you know just a week here and there. And but like yeah, having the other guys like Bob and Lucas and Nate out there, they're pretty young and never got to like we were gonna do a week tour and like. Shit, life happens, dude. Like, Herb got in trouble. Fucking Bill's moving. just it turned into a week. Then it was going to be like a 3-day weekend. Then other shit happened, and like, then it was like, all right, we're just going out of town for one day. And like, but it was worth it. It was fun, dude. And like, yeah, they were just excited to not play in Cleveland for once.
Yeah, right.
It's always great playing out of state, man.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like, it was fun though, and it was a beautiful fucking day. So 6.5 hours on the open road ain't too bad when it's a nice fucking sunny day, you know. No one's too stinky yet. It's only one day, so.
Come day three though, you're fucked. Yeah, fucking done.
I think we've talked about everyone, dude. On the bill.
We should talk about Goost.
Oh. Yeah.
Goost, okay. Your band.
They're fucking jabronis, dude.
Your band, which I have replaced you in my band called
Eagle.
Oh, Eagles.
I saw that, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You even tried to nail the font, which was hilarious.
I tried. I got it as close as I could. You got the idea. That was what I was going for.
Yeah, I got, I knew that both those guys were going from, like, the band, like, group messages. So I'm like, I bitched out because I just had a long weekend and was tired as fuck.
Yeah, I saw them, and then I had the idea, I wonder if they would take a band photo with me for my band called Eagles.
Hey, you know what's weird, dude? We've never had a band picture, so why the fuck would they take a picture with you and not me? That sucks.
I don't know, why would you tell everybody else about the fucking Fully Consumed, but you don't tell fucking Eagle?
Payback's a bitch, motherfucker. That's karma, a Slayer there.
I'm gonna take my head and superimpose it on your body in that picture, and then that's
with
gonna
my
be
my wife, that'd be terrible. That's a terrible idea.
Back to Goost.
Then I'm gonna, send that one out. But yeah, now it's become like a thing to where like now we're not gonna have a band picture just because now it's turned into like nope,
right?
It's been so long, like now we can't have one.
You will eventually because we had Nick Citrone on.
So you guys are gonna be playing. Let's go back to talk about your album.
Okay, it's called Nest to Nothing. Nice. This is our second effort. We recorded it at Bad Back Studios in Cleveland with David Johnson. Big Metal
Dave.
Who's also in Persistent Aggressor. Dude's a fucking whiz in the studio, knows his shit. Like, he's, you know, he recorded Fistula, Midnight, fucking, he just, you know, he's the dude in Cleveland.
Right.
And we knew we wanted to go to him. Like, no bullshit. I don't want to record and fucking with, you know, just some dude. I wanted to be with, you know, we want to record with Metal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're friends anyway. We put a ton of shows with the dude, so he knows us already, so it's super comfortable. It doesn't have like a, ooh, I'm in the studio, I get nervous. It's like, it's fucking Metal, you know?
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, that was fun. We recorded it forever ago, and then finally got around to getting it released, man. We had 100 copies made. Had them pressed at Gotta Groove. There's 6 songs, 3 on each side. All the covers are hand screen printed from a design made by Chris Smith from Pittsburgh. My friend Joel from Columbus hand screened every fucking one. So like they're like, there's a lot of different people's art and shit went into this whole like thing. So it's just really cool. Like the first one I held on to, you know, you're just like, fuck, this is awesome. Like we're packaging them ourselves. So like we just got the records. So the posters are like 12x6. And you fold them 6 into 12, and the record slides in, and then you just leave them. So yeah, it's just
what color is the vinyl?
It's just black, man.
Ah! Guess who's not getting one?
Dude, man. I knew if it looked like a fucking like Werther's original or something, it might be cooler. But
oh shit.
No, but yeah, we got 100 of them made, man, and actually over the weekend, I took 15 out with us, and we sold them all, so that was cool. Today, after I'm done with this, we're releasing it online, and then...
You're holding back a copy so I could buy it at the show on the 17th, right?
Yeah, we'll have a bunch of them at the show on the 17th. A bunch of fucking shit. We got long sleeves, we got tees, hats, decals. Yeah, dude, we actually have a lot of cool merch right now, so if you want something, buy it up, because it doesn't usually last long.
As long as you have it at the cookout.
Yeah, I'll definitely have some, and if not, I'm getting more made, because obviously the record release and the cookout are like the two biggest things we're looking forward to, you know? I almost hate even playing the cookout anymore. I'm just like, I just want to go there and watch bands.
Yeah.
I don't want my band to be involved, but I do. But like at the same time, I'm like, I gotta play.
Who booked me? Why did I say yes to this? The promoter convinced me to play the show.
But yeah, man. So hopefully you guys come out August 17th. us, Persistent Aggressor, High Wraith.
Them motherfuckers are pretty sweet, they're man. Awesome. They just started playing shows like not too long ago, and they're already catching quite
that
a buzz.
Back in April or something was their first one. I think.
Yeah, I was at that one. That was the shit, dude. Yeah, man.
That was the one you told me fully consumed playing the Blackout.
Oh, bring that up again.
Yeah,
just a pull. Back in April.
That's why I stole your band, Kenny. That's why I stole your band. Getting band photos taken and all that.
Hey guys, meet me at the train tracks. We're getting band photos.
Me and Bobby Clark used to be super tight. Like, you never held anything for me. And I made him. I made him who he is. Yeah. Bobby Clark wouldn't even be a Bobby Clark.
Hey, listen to this shit.
It does some,
for one,
he
for
does
Red
some
Beard,
real shit.
And he's not even telling me.
Me and Bobby were going somewhere together. Oh, he came over with his fucking his convertible. And he's like, it was just like, yeah, it was just like whatever random weekend. He's like, stopped over and you're like, oh, let's go for a ride. And like, we're like driving. I'm like, dude, fuck yeah, fully consumed. That's going to be sweet. And he's like, well, I can't really talk about it. I'm like, dude, it's Kenny you're talking to right now. I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, that's going to be cool. Like, he was like trying to hold it for me. I'm like, I
Bobby's the ultimate.
He is that committed to it.
You just fully assume that fully consumed is going to be a band.
I got Bobby.
We're going to reunite.
I hate women. I don't want nothing to do with them. But he buys a convertible BMW.
He buys nothing but a pussy machine. Just a pussy wagon.
He's
going to
be working out every day till that show.
Yeah. Oh, the shirt's coming off. The shirt's coming off. The Jesus tattoo will be shown. And some chick is going to be like, yeah.
Just sploosh.
You know, you'll know it. It's if he drives the convertible to the Blackout Cookout.
Oh, man.
Shirtless.
All he's got to carry is a mic, dude.
That's it.
He's gonna get out twirling it.
That's when you know he's on the prowl. Yeah.
You have anything you want to plug?
Just the fucking the record release, dude. Come out to it. We're so happy we're playing with Persistent Aggressor and High Wraith. It's the same day as Porch Rocker, so the fucking square is gonna be a zoo. So hopefully everyone files into the fucking club, you know?
I'm going to be working all day during Porch Rocker, and then my sweaty ass, after fucking dealing with thousands of fucking hipsters, because it's just a bunch of hipsters around here.
Only band I know that's playing so far is Actual Form. They're playing at 7, so I'm definitely probably going to check that out, but I don't know who else is playing. Like, they never... Dude, it's the most unorganized fucking thing. Like, last year, they didn't even tell anyone who was playing until, like, 2 weeks before the fucking thing, and then they don't release a... list of bands. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I would always just assume that bands could just play. Like, just find a porch.
Well, that's
play.
What happened last
you
year.
You find a porch and you just fucking it. Play.
Well, there was like the...
Like, who's going to be like, oh.
Yeah. That happens every year. Let's see. What else? The Goose record will be available for streaming on Spotify, Apple, Amazon. You'll be able to download it or... order a copy on bandcamp.com. That's about it, man. Come to that. Come to the cookout. I got a shout out to my homegirl, Little JB, Kazakh, and all the players down at the Rusted Muffin.
Yeah.
Word is bond. I miss y'all.
To the Rusted Muffin.
I said we play them out with some Goost. We played some Persistent Aggressor.
Right on.
August 17th. Releasing the record, they're selling the record there. I guess it's technically not a release since they already decided to fucking jump on the...
I got two questions.
Buy it online.
Okay, what are the chances of Boko 11?
Mm.
Percentage-wise?
It's already in the calendar, man.
And then, Tim, what are the chances of Shotgun Sodomy ever doing a show again?
I don't fucking know, dude.
How about Shotgun Sodomy on Boko 11?
Ooh!
You heard it here first.
I am feeling so attacked right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask and be
just
like...
Just don't tell Eagle.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going to ask, be like, so what bands do you have plans for Boko
Eagle,
11 that you don't want to tell me about?
You'd be the last person to know.
What bands do you want to not tell me about?
I feel like this is the Revenge of the Throne.
Yeah.
It's happening because we fuck with him so hard.
Hey, thanks you guys for fucking having me on, man.
Dude,
I fucking
you
love you guys.
Thank you guys for kicking it here in my car.
I listen to every episode and happy to come on. And glad Timmy could come along too. That
was me too. Awesome. I got excited as fuck when I saw you. Yeah, like I was just like the first time in my head, I was like, oh fuck, are we about to like multicast this shit? I was let's record 20 episodes tonight, just get them all in the can, and then that way we don't have to fucking do like.
He just wanted a sandwich, man. And he's like, hey, want to be on the podcast?
Yeah. Get in my hot car and talk about Cannibal Corpse.
Are you a corpse grinder or a parts guy?
Oh my god.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this and putting up with us, guys. You guys are awesome. I can't wait. I will be there on the 17th after working for 20 hours at the fucking board tracker. I will absolutely be there, and I will definitely be at the Blackout Cookout. I'm sure we all will.
That's a definite. I don't have to work it.
Yeah, there's that.
So I'm good.
So you're good. You can do the food thing.
You'd always have the option there if you want.
Hell yeah.
If you want to work door, man, I'll get you in there.
Just for old time's sake?
Yeah. And thank whoever's listening. Thanks for sticking with this podcast. And we know. We're really good. It's a really good show.
I'm not thanking them.
They should stick with us. Dude, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful, but I don't have to.
Don't listen to Grant. Cool. He loves you. Don't listen to him.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Every one of you motherfuckers.
Thank you guys so much.